You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We are entering prime winter season, but in California, that doesn't always translate into a snow-coated Sierra. However, we did have a precipitation-rich end of the year, and that has bode pretty well. The state conducted its first snow survey at the start of the new year, and the weather returned cautiously optimistic. We're hovering around average for this time of year. But as we know all too well, a good start doesn't guarantee a strong finish. California snowpack supplies around a third of the state's water needs, and we're still a ways away until April, which is historically when our snowpack peaks before beginning to melt. Joining us now with a deeper look is Andrew Schwartz, the lead scientist and manager of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, located at Donner Summit. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you for having me on, Vicky, and a happy new year to you.
Happy new year. Well, you probably had a pretty eventful and interesting new year, given that we did have some nice weather over Donner Summit. What do conditions currently look like in the Sierra?
Yeah, had a very interesting start to the new year, but with some good snow, so that's always positive. Right now, things are actually pretty calm. We've seen the storm systems over the last week to week and a half deposit quite a bit of snowfall that has been great for bulking up our snowpack. But now we've got these kind of stable, drier and warmer conditions that have moved in. So it's bright and sunny outside, a bluebird day, and about 45 to 50 degrees, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, that's great. And also, we had our first snow survey, the official measurement from the California Department of Water Resources. They go up to Phillips Station. It's one of, you know, hundreds of measurements that they conduct throughout California. So statewide, our snowpack is currently 108% of average of what it would be for this time of year. That seems pretty good. What stands out to you about this percentage and this measurement?
Yeah, it's very good for this time of year, especially because even in the last couple of years, while we wound up above average, you know, we had kind of slow starts. I think the big thing that really stands out from where we're at right now is the fact that we're here realistically because of only two storms. You know, we've had kind of an average year through the second half of December, but we had this big dump of snowfall that came in, you know, in the middle of December, around December 10th to 13th. And then we had another one in the middle of November. And those two storms, those big dumps of snow and the rain that they brought, really bulked us up and got us to this 108%. But another thing that really stands out about it is it's not evenly distributed. You know, we have about 150% of average snowpack up north and only 67% of our snowpack down south in the southern Sierra Nevada. And that's primarily because our atmospheric rivers have really been hitting the northern part of the state and central Oregon. So we're in a good position, but it's not necessarily, you know, a rosy outlook throughout the entire state right now.
Yeah, I mean, this also could come as a surprise for a lot of people, given the record-breaking heat that we all experienced, or a lot of us did, at least in California over the summer. And we know that these dramatic weather pendulum swings and climate pendulum swings in the state, I mean, it's common. It's not unknown, especially within the last decade. What stands out to you about kind of making it harder to project or predict the type of water year we're going to have, given that, you know, we're standing at just about average right now, but things can change pretty drastically from now into April?
Absolutely. And realistically speaking, this isn't probably what a lot of people want to hear, but it's looking like they're going to change pretty dramatically, at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're looking very dry and warm in the short term and into the moderate term. But, you know, one of the things that's increasingly complicated is our atmosphere is very, very closely related, of course, to what's going on out over the ocean and our ocean temperatures. And that's why we pay so much attention to things like El Nino and La Nina or the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, because those are all sea surface temperatures that affect our weather. And we finally, you know, started to get a pretty solid understanding of how things are working. It's not perfect by any means, but, you know, it's one of those things where we were able to start kind of developing an idea on how these things interacted. But now with the climate changing, it's kind of brought us back, not necessarily to square one, but it's made things a little bit more complicated again, more confounding. And so just understanding now, okay, the seas are warming up. How's that going to actually impact where, say, a high pressure system is going to set up over the Pacific? And how's that going to affect our weather? That's what really makes trying to figure out what an entire season of snowfall you know, the forecast for that season more complicated.
Yeah. Given that the snowpack currently is not evenly distributed and Southern California is hurting more when it comes to a lack of snowpack, how could a La Nina year help or bolster the Sierra in Southern California?
Yeah, so we're heading potentially into a La Nina. We're not officially in one yet, but realistically so far, it looks like a precipitation pattern from a pretty standard La Nina year that we have already had. So with a very standard La Nina, and I use that loosely, of course, because 2 years ago we had a La Nina and we got this massive amount of water. But what we typically see is the bottom half of the state, you know, the southern half of California being dry and the northern third to half being wet, and then central California somewhere in between. And that's so far very much what we're seeing this year, even though we're not in a La Nina officially yet. So as we move forward, we're now in that La Nina watch. It's likely that we'll enter a La Nina sometime relatively soon. It's likely that we'll see that pattern remain constant and that the Southern Sierra, unfortunately, are less likely to get more precip this season. But up north, that's where we're expecting the bulk of the water.
Is there a region of California Sierra where you really want to have a lot of snow? Like, does the Northern Sierra matter more, for example, than the Central or the Southern, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's complicated a little bit because, of course, you know, snowpack and water, it's so important for wildfire danger. So realistically, we want it as evenly distributed as possible for things like that. In terms of things like water storage, you know, we have Oroville and Shasta up north. So having a lot of water up in that area to help fill those reservoirs that are then used to, you know, give water to the Central Valley, pump water down south when things dry out down there. You know, in my personal opinion, I think it's a little bit more important to have the snow up in those areas to help refill those reservoirs because we're so dependent on it. But it really does just come down to, again, you know, what exactly we're looking at. Is it the ecosystem as a whole or is it just our uses as humans? It kind of yields different answers.
Yeah. I mean, given that we're 108% of average for this time of year, if like the spigot turns off, we're not in good shape come April, which is when historically that's the most accurate measurement of what kind of water we're going to have for the upcoming year.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So April 1st, that's the measurement when we go throughout, you know, 250 some odd sites in the Sierra Nevada, and other people in other states around the Western U.S. do the same. And then we go out and take all these numbers of snowpack and take them to our water managers who then allocate water for the upcoming year. And even though we are at that 108% of average right now, we're still only at 44% of where we want to be at that April 1st number. So if that tap shuts off, it's not going to be pretty. And we just have to hope that we see that storm pattern resume towards the end of this month and into February and March.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Andrew Schwartz from the Central Sierra Snow Lab about California's current snowpack. When it actually comes to snow, there's different types. What does a healthy snowpack look like? What are good measurements that you want to see?
Well, the first is we, of course, want to see that water. So, you know, on our website and me as a snowboarder, I love to see new snowfall because that means good powder up in the mountains, right? But as water managers, we want what's called snow water equivalent. So we want to see how much water is being held in that snowpack and can be released to melt. And that goes down into our streams and then into our reservoirs. So that snow water equivalent measurement, it's been done basically the same way for over 100 years at this point. That's our bread and butter. With that being said, you know, this year we have had a lot of rain. We've had warmer than average temperatures for quite a bit of the winter so far. And so realistically speaking, another thing that we really want to see is a nice cold snowpack, relatively. You know, we're in a warm climate as far as snow goes. The Rockies are something completely different, but we want to see it be a little bit colder because it means it's going to hold on to that water until later in the spring. Right now, it's what we call isothermal. So it's got about the same temperature from the bottom of the snow up to the top, and it's pretty warm. So we really want to see temperatures come down a little bit if we can get them to, in order to keep that snow around. And that's another measurement that's really important to understanding what's happening with our water in the snowpack.
The last time you joined us at the end of the year of 2024, you were introducing us to new measurements or technology that you have perched up at Donner Summit at the Snow Lab. Are those coming into play this early on in the winter?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have this wonderful new system that we call the Sky to Stream Measurement System. And it allows us to take a measurement of snow or rain from the minute it falls out of the sky until it's going downstream. And that sounds pretty easy. You know, it might fall on some pavement and then run off downstream. But in reality, it's a little bit more complicated. So it's constantly measuring what we call the mass balance, how much snow is falling, how much is sitting in the snowpack, and how much is melting and running downstream, as well as the energy balance. And that energy balance tells us details about how fast the snowpack's melting, what conditions it's currently experiencing. So it's looking at things like our solar radiation to keep tabs on how much the sunlight's affecting it and temperature. And all of this is going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're pumping that data out to all of our collaborators that use it for forecasting and just keeping an eye on what's going on, as well as research up at the lab.
Yeah. You briefly touched upon the upcoming forecast and how fast snow conditions can change or just kind of stop. What are we in for the next, 7 to 10 days?
It's looking very dry. Prior to the end of the year, we were seeing at least a relatively consistent storm system, maybe every week to 10 days, that was relatively large. And for the next somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks, it's looking like we're going to be quite dry, maybe only an occasional sprinkle in very isolated places. But the entirety of the state is looking dry and warm, which is not what we want out of the second half of January, as that's typically one of our snowiest periods of the year.
Yeah, and snowpack, of course, is roughly a third of our state's water supply. Has that held steady? Has the snowpack over the last 5 to 10 years, or let's say the last 5 years, has it really met that 30% threshold, or has it hovered below or above it?
You know, that's a really good question. And there are some fantastic projects going on to look at that right now. But yeah, so that 30% number is kind of a coarse or a rough one, because that's realistically its contribution to surface water. We don't actually understand how much the snowpack contributes to things like subsurface water and our aquifers. So it could be even higher. I've heard some people speculate up to 50% of the state's water actually comes from snowpack when we take into account that subsurface water. But over the last several years, we were dry in 2021, but we've definitely had that snowpack last year, the year before, and that's helped us out with our reservoirs and being able to fully allocate the water dramatically. And so it has definitely lived up to what we've needed it to be here in California.
Andrew, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on, Vicki. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well. Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist and manager of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, located at Donner Summit, providing a deeper look at the latest snowpack measurements. Statewide, California's snowpack is right around average for this time of year. Still ahead, Underground Books is known as a literary hub of Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood, and this year comes with a huge loss. We'll remember the life and legacy of its longtime manager, affectionately known as Mother Rose. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.